Cha-cha-cha. Let's say good morning to Nathan Williams of the Zydeco Cha-Chas. Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, man. Thanks for having
and
me, man.
Thanks for bringing your accordion.
Yeah. I'll just do a few little stuff for you, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing this weekend. Is Saturday or Sunday?
It's Saturday at the Essence Festival.
And that's... What part of town would that be?
That's in New Orleans at the Ernest Convention Center.
At the Ernest Morial Convention Center. Mm-hmm. And to your right, we have Miss Penny, who is originally from New Orleans, and maybe you've even been to some of the Essence. Huh, Penny, the Essence Festival?
No, I haven't been to the Essence Festival. I know they have some great headliners, though.
Now, I know this... Was it last weekend they had the Zydeco Swamp
Cajun
Pop
Festival.
Cajun Festival? That's
a Cajun Festival. I usually play that every year. I was supposed to play this year, but I had to go to, I had got booked already early. I went to Omaha, Nebraska last weekend.
How did that work out?
Oh, that was packed. It was nice crowd and, you know, good.
They like Zydeco in Omaha?
Well, they like Zydeco everywhere I go, you know, because... I've been doing this since 1985, and I've been all over the country with it, and thank God I'm fortunate I'm still, still doing the music all over the country and stuff like that. I'm just trying to get back, promote myself more. I got with a new management company, Louisiana Digital Network, Bob. He's my personal manager, so... He's making things happen for me, so we starting to do things like we got the wine deal, Nathan Williams Zydeco wine.
Now, when did y'all get that on the market? How long has that been in the works?
It's not in the works yet. It's going to come out July the 7th, okay?
All right.
But we're going to have the come-out party at Prejean's July 12th.
Now, Prejean's is one of
Vangeline
Three,
right?
Yeah.
Prejean's Restaurant in Karen Crow is going to be at July the 12th. The time is going to be 4 o'clock till about 6, something like that, a couple hours. We're going to do a wine tasting stuff. And it's going to be distributed by Republic.
Okay.
And so you'll be able to get it into the local stores and stuff like that.
What's the, like $10 a bottle? Or
I really don't know yet. I never found out yet, you know. But it's called Blanche Dubois. It's a white wine. So it's a Louisiana grape. Good tasting wine. It's good for you. I made a song about it called Zydeco Wine, Nathan Williams Zydeco Wine.
Is it? Do you have a track yet on the YouTube or anything?
I got it on YouTube. You can see it. You know, we did a little track of it. And it's just a commercial stuff. We did a 10-20 minute spot, you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much of this of your time is it going to take away from the music, or you pretty much just put it in their hands?
It's going to be in their hand, and I'll be promoting it like on the gigs and stuff like that and letting them know that you can order it online or... You know, it might be at festival sites and stuff like that, and things like that. And Bob's working on trying to get a beer deal too, like, you know, Nathan Williams Zydeco beer and stuff like that. So we're trying to see what's going to happen.
You're talking about a Bob in Lafayette that's got a media company?
He's out of California.
Okay, all right,
yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you've got the wine coming up July the 7th, and you've got the beer coming up somewhere.
I don't know when it's going to come up, but we're working on it. And my son just finished doing our studio. Well, he put up everything for the studio and fixed it all, redone it up and everything. Sammy Holbrook redid the studio for us.
So that's the Bob. I was thinking about Bob and his son.
No, yeah.
Sammy Holbrook.
Yeah. That's my good friend. But Sammy redid the studio for my son. And so it's Cha-Cha Studio.
He knows the recording business for sure, so he must.
Yeah.
What part of town are y'all in there, Nathan?
I'm on the south side.
Okay. For the recording studio.
I mean, north side, I'm sorry, excuse me.
Okay.
On the north side, yeah.
And is it going to be open for other,
It's
going to
be open for other. Matter of fact, they got a band just recorded. A little guy just came record. And my son finishing up his albums over there too, and I'm gonna be recording, and my other son Nalen is gonna be recording his album too, so we're gonna be doing a lot of stuff in the studio and stuff like that.
This time,
you can check out the studio stuff. It's Cha Cha Studio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this time of year, after Essence, you have other festivals that'll be coming up.
Matter of fact, July the 22nd, I'll be in Alabama. Got a festival out there. And in September and August, I'll be in Colorado and stuff like that. In September, I'm pretty busy going to California and doing the...
So you travel the nation.
Yeah, we travel the nation, yeah. We're doing the Original Zydeco Festival. We're doing the Best of Bayou in Houma. We're doing Festival Acadien. We're doing Festival in Myrtle Beach, North Carolina. You can check out my website. My website is ZydecoChaChas.com. And my schedule is on there. And I tell people all the time, I'm like a stop sign. You might see me anywhere.
Let's see.
In any state at any time.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Schedule.
Yeah.
Nathan William Wine. Oh, there's the wine spot. We're going to play
that. Yeah,
got
the wine spot on there. You can play
just
it.
Just a second.
Yeah. You can play it if you want.
Yes, we will.
Uh-huh.
Now, for some reason, that is not loading the schedule.
Now, Nathan, when you travel, are you the only Zydeco band, or is there other Zydeco
bands? No, I travel
bands?
With just my band. I travel with just my
okay.
band.
Okay, so when you go to these other states...
Sometimes they might have a band at the festival. Like the last festival we played, they had Major Handy and John Wilson was at in Omaha, Nebraska with us, and they had a Cajun band and Cedric Watson, yeah.
Okay. Mm.
A lot of times we meet up with a lot of bands, you know, on the road and festivals and stuff like that, so...
You know, you might want to check when you get back.
It's not
the schedule's not loading up. It's oh, here we go. It came up finally.
Yeah.
All right. So you were in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
At Connolly's. Wow. On 45th Street, Croton on the Hudson.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans at Rock and Bowl. You were in Omaha, as you just told us, and then this weekend, July the 1st, at Essence. Wetumpka, Alabama, July the 22nd, August 25th, El Prado, New Mexico, and you're going to Trinidad, Trinidad, Colorado, coming up in August.
Yeah.
Well,
mm-hmm.
So London, New London, Ohio, California, Georgia, back to New Orleans for the Tulane University. Now, what's that Gibson Quad? Tulane University, Gibson Quad, September the 30th.
It's some kind of organization. I think it's a cancer thing or something.
Okay.
It's an outdoor concert, stuff like that.
And then you got in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Little River Shrimp Fest.
And well, I got the Festival Acadien. It's not on that Festival Acadien.
Okay.
That's October the 15th. And I got Best of the Bayou, September the 22nd in Houma.
Wow.
And I got September the 2nd, Original Southwest Zydeco Festival in Opelousas is going to be at the Yambalee Fairground.
When's the Yambalee Festival again?
Or? That's going to be September the 2nd, Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you also do private events. So if somebody wants to book you, they can also...
I do everything. I play for anything. If you want me to play for a wedding, I play for divorce.
Hey! Look out now.
I told him, I say all the time, I said, look, you put me on a Saturday morning, and if you don't get up and shake a leg, call the Undertaker.
All right.
Because you're dead.
Do you and your son ever play together?
We do some stuff. We did, it's been a while, but we did a few things. My son, you see, when I first started playing music, when my son born, after he got like 4 or 5 years old, he used to travel with me all over the country, 6, 7 years old. I take him all over, him and my other 3 little nephews. And then when he got a little bigger, I let him start opening shows for me in different spots all over the country.
And he would be playing the accordion also?
He'd be playing accordion, yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd be playing accordion. Sometimes he'd play drums with me and all that stuff. And then that's how it started. Then my other son, Nealon, he started playing with my son, playing scrub board. And then he started playing on the drums. Now he played keyboards and everything and whatnot.
And y'all write most of your stuff, right? It's all
original?
I write
most of my songs, yeah. I write most of my songs and stuff like that.
Go ahead. Hey, let's listen to your wine commercial.
Okay.
The new, soon to be hitting the market, July the 7th, Nathan's Zydeco Wine.
Let's cha-cha that a little bit.
Everybody drinking Nathan Green's Zydeco Wine. Everybody dancing, having a Zydeco time. Everybody drinking Nathan Williams Zydeco wine. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Get your Nathan Williams Zydeco wine at LandryVineyard.com and Louisiana local stores. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Now, who was that young man on drums I saw in the video?
My son, Nalen.
Okay, he's
my last
he's
son.
Young.
Yeah, he's
looks like maybe
he, I told you been
15 or 13?
No, he was about like maybe 7 or 8 years
old. Oh, okay,
old.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That you can find that your site. It's Zydeco Cha Cha's. No hyphens or anything. That's C-H-A-C-H-A with, yeah, and there's the schedule, music. If you want to buy Nathan Williams CD, the best way is like Amazon would have
you can
that?
Buy, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it off the website, too.
Okay.
They show you how to get the music.
All right.
They show you how to book me. And a lot of times, like I tell people say, oh, well, you know, I like to be involved with some, most of the festivals at home and stuff, little stuff like that and things like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes people think I don't play that, but I don't get calls for it. You know what I'm saying?
In other words, people kind of assume the good-looking girl, she's already got tons of dates. I'm not going to bother. So you're an in-desire musician, and you wouldn't be in the area playing, but you do.
I do. I mean, I like to play in my area, you know. Like,
yeah.
I like to do festivals and stuff like that and, you know, things like that. And
you got to keep yourself out in front of the public, or they'll sort of forget about you.
That's right. So what I'm doing now, like my son and we're working on getting a new album out and doing some things and just trying to stay positive because I've been in the business for 30 something years and I'm just 54 years old and I feel like I'm just getting started.
You got plenty of room, I tell you.
Yeah, because I got more soul than the shoemaker.
There you go. Penny wanted to ask you, how did it all get started, Nathan?
Yeah, how did you get started?
I got started when I'll tell you the story.
Were you in St. Martinville or Lafayette at the time?
I'm in St. Martinville, yeah.
Okay. Take you back to St. Martinville.
Take you back to St. Martinville, Louisiana, where I come from. I left from St. Martinville at 13 years old. But my dad died when I was 7 years old. So my mama had 8 kids. We were 7 brothers and 1 sister. And so my grandmother said, I was about 12 or 13. She said, look, go to Lafayette. Go stay with your brother. My brother is El Cito's. He got to stay at one stop in El Cito's Idaho and Blues. That's my brother.
So El Cito is owned by your brother?
That's my brother.
Wow.
So we started off with the grocery store. Stayed one stop. He opened up the grocery store, and I went work for him at Stayed One Stop.
As like just the general helper?
No, I was just running the stuff.
You were like the manager.
Yeah, I was doing everything. Cut meat.
Yeah.
Everything.
Stocking the shelves.
Working the register.
So you were the guy Friday.
I was the guy Friday. Then,
and what year was this?
Oh, man. That
70s, 60s?
No.
80s?
In the 80s.
All
like,
right.
No. I met my wife in 1980, so that was before that. About 78, 79, something.
Well, at the, was it always run by the by your brother? Or
yeah, it was always run by Sid.
So
he built it from the ground.
He started that store.
He started the store from the ground.
But it was a grocery store first.
No. It wasn't a grocery store. It was an empty lot. He built a brand new building. Came up from the ground.
And then the club came.
Well, let me finish
that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, after that, here come that. Then Buckwheat Zydeco, he moved across the street and in apartments.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I liked it, you know, music, Zydeco music, whatever.
Yeah.
Clifton Chenier was always my idol, but Buckwheat was my mentor and everything and helped me along with my career.
So you would follow him on some of his gigs
of the gigs. I was the first band I played with was Buckwheat Band. And now, I bought my first accordion from Buckwheat.
At that time when you
I got it too.
You had been playing at home on the accordion?
Just practicing. Yeah, I was practicing with a good friend of mine, Clayton Sampe. He used to play. He was playing accordion.
Sampe and the Bad Habits?
No, Clayton Sampe.
Sampe
and the Bad Habit nephew.
Okay.
And Clayton Sampe, and he would come by the store, and I'd listen to him play and stuff like that. And
so
I would be going practice in my brother's bathroom at the store. When I get a little chance, I put my accordion in the bathroom and go practice and come back.
And then somewhere along the line, you Buckwheat and you started interacting?
What happened was my brother decided to open a club, El Cito's.
El Cito's.
And then when you decide to open El Cito's, Idaho and Blues Club, I started playing. I was the first band to start playing for him. And Buckwheat opened up the club for Mother's Day And I hadn't had my band. I had my band, but I started playing every Friday night at City Club for free just to get the people to come hear what I'm doing.
Right.
And then that's how I got started. And Sid was management then. First, you know, he was my manager and helped me out, him and his wife, them and stuff like that. And my wife was all supportive with me, so just make this all happen.
Now, the club opened up next to the store?
No, the club opened up down the street from
the store. Down the
street. About a block and a half down the street from the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
now
still
it's on the corner, right?
It stayed there. Yeah, it's still there on the corner.
It
stayed on the corner from the store. And so it's still open. They all said, oh, yeah. But like I tell people all the time, in life, you're going to always, you know, you got to. It's been a struggle with music and everything else, but I'm still surviving. And when I first, before I started playing the music, I got out of high school in 1983, and I took sick, and I stayed sick for about a year and something.
Okay.
And then I got married. Me and my wife were supposed to get married that first year, but then I got sick. But anyhow, we got married and everything. When I met my wife, she was 13 and I was 16. And we're still together now.
How many years has that been?
It's 37 years.
All right.
And we got three kids. I got my son, Nathan Zydeco, Big Time is the oldest. My daughter, Natalie. And my last son, Nalen. And they're all out of school. Well, Nalen just got out of school and going to college. Natalie finished college. Little Nathan finished college. Now we got the studio going. And I'm going to still keep going and try to be the best I can at what I do and put God first in my life. That's what I do. That's all I lean on. Put him first. If you put him first, you can't do your nothing.
Yeah. The competition, it seems like there's some guys that, like, you know, I am the next Zydeco accordion player. There's almost a ferocity at times. But you don't seem to play that game. You just do your thing.
Let me tell you something. I'll be Nathan Williams.
Right.
When you come to see me play, I'm going to give you a dance, and I can play any kind of venue.
Okay.
That's why I'm versatile. Yeah, I know how to
check my crowd of people out. You sense the crowd right away.
That's right.
Size them up.
I could tell if you want a waltz. I could tell if you want a boogaloo. I could tell if you want to do this. I could tell if you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gift. And I got enough music where I can, you know, just switch it all around. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I don't have no set show about what I'm doing. I just feel out the people, feel out the crowd.
So, like, once you get to Essence, Morial Convention Center, mm-hmm. you'll start looking around, and you don't have a set list at that point.
No.
But you do know you've got these songs you can grab from, like you said. It looks like this is going to be a boogaloo crowd.
Let me tell you what happened to the Essence Festival last year. The lady told me that she said, the people was asking, where's that band that played the Saturday night? We'd like to see them again. They had media from all over. And because then people was rocking. And I mean, they was rocking all over. And so she said, well, look, we'd like to get you back this year. So that's good.
Cool. Yeah,
you know what
indeed.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I played the Essence Festival maybe 8 or 9, 10 years ago or something like that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was at, they had a big old thing at the Superdome stuff. And so I tell people all the time, I said, look, I've been all over the country with this music. I've been to Grand Ole Opry.
On the Grand Ole Opry?
I played the Grand Ole Opry live. I did the Grand Ole Opry Round the Records live. It's on my
Okay. And that thing. Was on the radio, that WSM, the Nashville station.
Well, they had all the big time musicians there. Bella Fleck, Irma Thomas, I mean from on and on, you know.
And there's video of it, you
there's
say?
There's video. I got a video of me playing on there on my website at the Grand Ole Opry. We did, I did Lincoln Center. I did the Apollo Theater. I did all that stuff. I tell people all the time, I won that Artist Folk Award, Best Lifetime Achievement Award, mm-hmm. all kind of stuff, you know. But I tell people all the time, I've been inducted in the Louisiana Hall of Fame. You know, I just didn't got a Grammy yet. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask you, have you been nominated?
I never been nominated. I just didn't got a Grammy yet. But that's okay. I still feel like I got a Grammy because I'm still in business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think you've stood the test of time.
I feel good, so I thank God for that.
So Terrence Simeon worked really hard, he and his wife, to get that special category.
Yeah.
And then it only lasted 2 or 3 years,
yeah.
And then they took it back from y'all. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I really don't have much to say about it because I mean, I don't know the criteria of that and stuff like that. You know, I really don't know. But all I can say, it was good for the music, and it was good for us, and you know, but it is what it is.
Well, you know, one of the things about Zydeco as a genre is it's unique to this area, and we have a plethora of bands, Zydeco bands, that we take it for granted. But when you go in other states and they say, oh, you have Zydeco?
That's right.
And they love it. They can't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm. Just like I tell people all the time, I mean, by me going all over the country and putting out good music and stuff like that, if I put out an album or something, it give other people ideas. Because a lot of people right now in the music business, in Zydeco business, whatever, a lot of them is out of ideas. So when somebody like me come put out an album, it helps, in which people don't realize that. You follow what I'm saying?
I do.
You know, but they don't realize when you got a treasure. You see, I'm a dynasty with this, you know, because I know what I'm doing. I know I'm not a copycat of what I do. You know, everything comes directly from the heart, what I do.
The band makeup. So you've got you on accordion. You have any saxophone or?
I used to travel with a big band, but it's not the time. I can't afford it. I mean, it's too much. You can't.
So you got a guitar.
I got guitar. I got bass. I got scrub board, and I got drums, and I got me on the accordion.
Mm-hmm.
So if you listen to me, I'm like an orchestra, five piece.
And the singing, are you the only singer? Do you have any backup?
Every now and then the guys might do a little hollering, a little backup stuff like that. But I'm the main singer by what I do.
So what kind of who's playing over at El Cidos these days? Do you know?
Well, my son Do Nathan, other bands, right. and Chris Ardwanum and J. Paul and other bands and. Just trying to keep it alive, you know, every now and then, and do what you got to do, you know.
Have you ever listened much or seen him in person, Lynn August?
Yeah, Lynn August is my good friend.
Okay, because he's
he's a great accordion player.
He's somebody that's really good, but yet he's been forgotten about in obscurity.
Lynn August is my good friend, man. Yeah.
Is he doing anything?
I never seen Lynn August in a long time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Lynn August is a good guy.
We'd gotten a couple of CDs of his where they re-released, and it's like, for some reason, y'all both play the big piano accordion, which you brought your accordion in, so would you want to knock out a couple of tunes for us?
Let's see. I don't know.
Nathan Williams.
I'm sitting down.
You can take your headset off.
Well, he can hear the better, though, the mix. Put the card behind the accordion there, Penny. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Do they have enough slack?
You know, baby. I know you don't love me. I know you don't love me. You don't love me no more. You're in love with someone else? That's all right, baby. You don't love me no more. One day, baby, you're gonna look for me, honey. When you're gonna want me, I'm gonna be long gone. I'm gonna find somebody else. Cause I know you don't love me.
you don't love me no more. Next time you're gonna see me, you're gonna be ashamed. You're gonna say, Lord, I lost a good man. But that's alright. I know you don't love me. You don't love me no more. You know, baby, I know you don't love me. I know you don't love me. You don't love me no more. You're in love with someone else. That's all right, baby. You don't love me no more.
Nathan Williams. You wrote that, Nathan?
Yeah, I wrote that song.
Very good song. And that was a waltz, right?
That's a waltz, yeah.
Yeah, nice slow dance one number. Nathan Williams and the Exotico Cha-Chas. Nathan's here. And listen to this.
Rounder Records was founded on the music of rural America, but the label grew with an insatiable appetite for all sounds unique. And somewhere in this musical buffet, we find the rich sound of the accordion and the rubboard percussion, the fast and furious dance music they call Zydeco in Creole-speaking Louisiana. Nathan Williams has been making Zydeco contemporary and exciting with Rounder for over 20 years now. Like a good gumbo, there are a lot of good ingredients in his sound. Please welcome Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Cha.
Bet you that's a good feeling coming out to that audience, huh? There
you
go.
Get up out of your seat and have a good time now. Come on. Somebody get up. Somebody get up. Put those hands together. Somebody.
In the interest of time, hope.
Somebody make some noise out of here.
Just wanted to give you a little sample of the energy, both the audience and Nathan. Look, there's the old the circle of the original stage that you got. Were you nervous? I would have been really nervous.
Man, I was happy, man.
Yeah, you were thrilled.
I was just thrilled to be there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's thousands of people in that audience,
yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
And plus, it's they broadcast this on the Nashville radio station, WSM.
It's like
50,000 watts, blah, blah.
Like, you know, I did the Voice of America and all that stuff.
That's all
an archive.
For the military.
The Voice of America.
To get the American word out to the overseas.
I did all that stuff.
Now, where did you go in studio to do that, Nathan, for the Voice of America?
That was live in, I forgot, in D.C. area?
Washington.
Washington, live, the Voice of America.
How long back was that?
It was a pretty good little while.
Okay.
And then, like I said, you know, places like Lincoln Center and Apollo Theater and stuff like that, Ford Center and all that stuff like that, Sears Tower Building. We used to play the World
in
Trade
Chicago,
Center.
In Chicago?
Yeah, Sears Tower. Wow. He's on the 100th floor playing for the Democratic Party thing.
Yeah.
First person came up there and he said, man, Donald Craven's brother, Charles Craven, he came up there and he said, man, how the hell you got up here on the 100th floor?
Yeah, really?
When they got up there, they see me jamming in there. Oh, man. Then, you know, a lot of good exposure we had. Like, just like on that wine deal, we did, Herman Fuselier did a good write-up on the wine deal with Avatars, and it went in the USA Today paper. and stuff like that. And so, and
Lee knows Herman.
Oh, I know Herman.
Good guy. Herman's a good guy.
He is a boy. Yeah, he knows the music.
He knows the music. He knows everything. He's fair. What he's doing. You know.
You bring the peanut butter, and I'll bring the jam, as Herman would say. So, send the kids to the Dairy Queen.
Let me tell you a story. A little story. What happened to me when back in the '80s. I got to play at a club called Tramps in New York. And so what happened was I had one night to play with him. And so I went play there that night. It was a full house. Couldn't put no more people in the place. So he told me, he said, look, man, I want you to come back in a couple of weeks for 7 nights.
Wow.
So I got back. I got back at Tramps. We came. We played Tramps 7 nights. And we got on Good Morning America with John London and Eric Malone.
Cool. Yeah.
And that was live. And then, I mean, it was so much good energy and stuff. Just like I did the Creole Bread stuff with Cyndi Lauper. You know, she took one of my songs.
On record anywhere?
It's on record, yeah. It's called Creole Bread. And I recorded with
So you recorded with Cyndi, or Cyndi recorded your song?
We recorded the song together live.
Oh, wow.
It's on, who did that project? Miss, what's that guy there that made them accordion?
Savoy?
Yeah, his wife did that.
And Savoy.
It's called Creole Bread, I think. Something. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With you Cyndi talk Lauper. About music trivia. This is a guy, he could rival anyone. Mm-hmm. So.
And his wife then they was working on that project called Creole Bread, I think. Yeah, it's Creole Bread. Then we did that movie with In Electric Mist too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So y'all were in the movie? You played
the
music?
Yeah, we played a little music in there with Buddy Guy.
Where'd y'all shoot your scene? In Generette there?
In Generette.
Yeah. Mm. Her daughter was in the movie. I was in the movie.
I was in the movie for
she
about
in the movie, yeah.
A 1 second.
Yeah, me too, about 2 seconds.
But my daughter was in it playing on the Jungle Gym with John Goodman, the scene with John Goodman.
Yeah, okay.
Baby Feet. That was his nickname. Well, hey, Nathan, you want to play? We're going to have to close things up in a second. Would you like to play us another tune?
Okay. Boy, time passed fast.
Follow me, chicken. Lord, I'm full of pain. Follow me, chicken and beer. Lord, I'm gonna blow your horn. Don't kill that chicken in the boneyard. Chicken too small to fry. Don't kill that chicken in the boneyard, baby. Chicken too young to die, man. Follow me, chicken. Lord, baby, I'm gone. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow your horn now. They got follow me chicken. Lord, I'm full of corn. Baby, I'm done. Follow me, chicken. Lord, I'm full of corn. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow your horn now. Don't kill that chicken in the boneyard. Chicken too small to fry. Don't kill that chicken in the boneyard, baby. Chicken too young to die now. Follow me, chicken. Lord, baby, I'm gone. Follow me, chicken, baby. Lord, I'ma blow your horn now. Don't forget Praise Jones, July 12th. 4:30. Zydeco Wine. Come at Praise Jones.
Now, when you say that chicken's full of corn,
yeah,
you also mean maybe a little corn liquor, perhaps?
Corn. Real corn.
Real corn. Okay. All right.
Don't forget about the coming out party for the Zydeco Wine, Nathan Williams Zydeco Wine at Praise Jones, July 12th.
Right.
Everybody dancing, having a Zydeco time. Everybody drinking, Nathan Williams Zydeco Wine. Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Get your Nathan Williams Zydeco Wine at LandryVineyard.com and Louisiana local stores.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Like a Friday or Saturday night.
All right, we're back, and that's going to be on the 7th.
Right.
At
on the July 12th.
July 12th. Where did I get the 7th from?
July 12th. And don't forget, if you want to, I'm starting to do a little tour of things at my studio, and if people want to come, they can go to my website. I'll give them a little experience about Zydeco music, because I had I had some tour people came from Australia, and they come check out my studio, and I'll give them a whole rundown about the Zydeco music. So if they want to come check me out, check out, call me on my, you just check out my website, ZydecoChaCha.com, and got my cell phone in there. Call me, you can call me direct, whatever, and we can get together and get a little tour to get thing together. And
all right.
Check me out.
You can talk about the history of Zydeco.
I'm going to talk about the history of Zydeco and let them know where it's at. That's where it come from.
Right.
So when you were studying your accordion in the bathroom at Sid's grocery store, who were some of your biggest influences? Clifton Chenier?
You know, stuff like that. You know,
Clifton
Senior, Buckwheat Zydeco. That was my stuff. That's what's my style, you know?
So was Clifton that much better than, say, like Rockin' Doopsie, to where Rockin' Doopsie has sort of fallen, he's been more forgotten than like Clifton Chenier? What's the difference? Do you see, that?
I can't say, all I can say is that, you know, when Clifton Chenier was the king of Zydeco, what he does.
Yeah.
Can you follow what I'm saying?
And it's like everybody else.
Rockin' Dopesie was great influence on everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Clifton Chenier picked it up before, you know what I'm saying?
He was the originator.
He was originated with that.
You know,
he was almost the founder of that, you know what I'm saying?
He
is the founder,
He
you
is
know?
The founder. Sort of like Jimi Hendrix took the electric guitar and he made it like a symphonic instrument with all the sustains and just it became more than a guitar.
In the business was great. All the musicians.
The Sidemen and all, you mean?
I'm saying, in the Zydeco music. You know, everybody had their own style. So it's still a great thing, you know? And So
is your son going more in the traditional Zydeco direction still, or is he doing a little bit of mixing it up, bringing it progressive, plus still keeping a foot in the old days?
My son bringing it progressive, but up to date and whatever, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But my son can go way back. He can do whatever he need to do in the business to stay in the business. But you know his audience. He got to do what he got to do to make his audience, you know, to stay with his audience.
You got to play what the audience wants.
You follow what I'm saying? Like you got
to
be a crowd
to get booked. Yeah,
to get booked and stuff like that. So, in other words, it's a good thing that people say, oh, man, the Young Zydeco and all this stuff. But look, man, the Young Zydeco music, the people that's following Zydeco now, you're getting thousands of people than Trey Rides following Zydeco. You don't get thousands of people. I didn't get thousands of people when I was following, when I was hot around home. I get 400-500 people. But what's the good part about it is they're keeping the music alive, and the younger kids are getting into it. So that's a good thing.
Right.
That's a plus for the music. You know, because anything you do in life, if you don't change, you're going to die. You got to grow.
Yeah.
If you don't grow, you're going to die.
Yeah.
But you can always come back
to that's
what
right.
you do
that's
and
right.
take that, infuse that. You follow what I'm saying? It's not that they're forgetting about the tradition. It's just that they're keeping the tradition going. But it's in a bigger way, in a better way. It's more, you want your young kids to like Zydeco. You want your young kids to come up with Zydeco.
It's like Cajun music was the same way. You had guys come along like Ann Savoie's sons, Joel, Wilson Savoie.
Right.
They brought it into a new
That's
era,
right.
but they still,
it's still there.
Have
it's
the door open to the old days.
And it still can go back with it.
Roddy Romero, you know,
That's
he's
right.
incorporated rock and roll.
That's right, but it's okay.
Jamie Bergeron,
that's right,
you know.
But it's still doing it. It's still getting people coming out to see it. But when you put the music well, say, well, look, man, we're not going to do this. You got to get somebody to like it.
Right.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the old people are going to die off with the music. So you got to have something for the young people.
Yeah, the younger generation.
You follow what I'm saying?
Torch,
To carry the torch.
Yeah.
When you were at that Nashville Grand Ole Opry show, who were the other musicians playing that night? Do you remember?
Allison Krauss.
Wow.
Della Fleck. Irma Thomas. On and on. Henry Butler.
Did Miss Thomas bring her own key musicians, or they just used the Opry's band, or do you even know?
I think she used her own stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was nice, man. Everything was just... Man, it was just an honor being there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it was around the record 40th anniversary. So you know, and so that was a.
Well, you know something? Tell us what has been your highlight so far in this?
My highlight so far, man. I just thank God that I'm still playing music and I'm still able to get up and like what I do and still got the fire.
And that's about to say, you still are very enthusiastic about it.
I still got the fire to do it.
Right.
So that's my very important thing. And then the first thing I tell people all the time is, you know, I say the main thing I do, I put God first in my life and just try to be the best I can. Because you see people in life don't realize that He's responsible for everything that you do in life,
mm-hmm.
no matter what you do.
All of your gifts.
Nathan.
So I give him my all.
We've got 2 minutes. Can you play us out for about 30 seconds into our commercial break? And we'll right now thank you for coming in today. Nathan Williams, Zydeco Cha-Cha's. Check out the web.